Jeff Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is doing well out there. And now joining us in studio is, of course, Trisha Purton from the Montgomery County Action Council. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
It's good to see you this morning. And one of the things you did want to talk about today is the Spark Grant still going on, correct?
Yep. It closes this week. It closes on Thursday morning. So we have... The county set aside $400,000 for nonprofit and businesses, and we've got a lot of applications so far, so keep getting them turned in. But basically, how we've structured it is for businesses, for example, it's $2,000 per business plus $500 for every full-time employee and $250 per part-time employee. So far, there's been some confusion on supplementary information. So, how do you prove that you have a need, or how do you get the grant? What makes you eligible? So one of the things, if you're going to get that formula of money, is to show some sort of loss. Compare your first half of the year of 2019 to the first half of the year for 2020. Give us a financial, QuickBooks report, year to year, profit and loss document that just shows that difference. So that's one way to be eligible. The other way is if you had expenses related to COVID-19. So, a restaurant, for instance, had to purchase probably a lot more sanitizer, a lot more cleaners, masks for all their employees, maybe some plexiglass for counters, things like that, that you never would have purchased if it weren't for what was going on with COVID-19. So, If you don't meet the revenue loss, show us those expenses instead, or both. So there's some businesses out there that I've talked to that have already applied, thankfully, that haven't received anything. They didn't get PPP, they didn't get EIDL, they didn't get the City of Independence had a grant, they maybe didn't get the higher grant from the state of Kansas or higher loan from the state of Kansas. Somehow they've been missed. Either from a technicality or they just missed the deadline or, something like that. And those businesses that haven't received other funding are going to get more points than those that have. We just think that's fair.
Right.
But the real reason, the county just wants to make sure that no one in our county falls through the cracks. And so they're going to assign a point system based on that formula of how much funding you received. Sorry, my 4-year-old's with us here today. Drop off is at 7:45, so it makes it hard for the drop off. But
right.
So, when we have a business that hasn't received anything, they're going to get more points than those that have, and we probably will run out of funding. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But we're hoping that we can make sure we hit those businesses first and work our way down. The other side, if you're a nonprofit, we know that a lot of nonprofits don't have employees. So show us that revenue loss, and we'll try to do a similar formula, but probably not going to be based solely on employees. We're going to try to fund those.
It's a little bit different for a nonprofit,
right.
Correct?
Exactly.
Because obviously they're a nonprofit, but they still have to have money that comes in because that money then is used within the community.
Right. So tell us, show us your loss, if you've had to cancel events. I mean, using the Midland Theater Foundation as an example. They have no employees, but they obviously have expenses, their insurance and things like that they have to have in place in order to even stay remotely safe.
Right.
So show us those expenses that absolutely must be paid. Show us your revenue losses. Did you have to cancel a gala? Did you have to cancel your big fundraising event? We had to cancel our annual golf tournament, which is our biggest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So things like that are your revenue generators. Show us those losses instead. Kind of like we would with the PPE, for businesses. So that's kind of how a nonprofit could easily get eligible, even if they don't have a single employee. And then the third eligibility category that someone could apply for is a collaborative project. And here's where you're talking innovation, right? So what projects are out there that multiple businesses or multiple organizations can do together that would affect most, if not all, businesses or citizens in the community that would alleviate the concerns of COVID-19 in some form or fashion, or would reduce the financial impact to multiple businesses. So we've seen some really cool collaborative projects, you know, putting together an outdoor seating area in a central restaurant district in a community to make sure that everyone shares in that cost. So right. It's not just one business having to fork out $20,000 in new outdoor furniture that, you know, they don't have right now. I mean, they're barely hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Right.
Let's not make them have to spend another $20,000 in capital expenditures. So, you know, those collaboration projects we're seeing come through to help all businesses are really going to be key.
And you still have time to apply, though, correct?
Yes, yep. Until October 1st.
Until October 1st. So if anybody does want to apply for those grants, how can they do that? And can they contact you for a little bit of help?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll walk them through it if they have a problem. We try to make the application pretty simple, though. The website is actioncouncil.com. And if you look at the top of our page, it says COVID-19 resources. If you just barely hover over that, a drop down will come down and it says Spark Grant. It's the very first item. So you click on that, scroll down, and everything's on there. The one trick that's catching people is you have to have a DUNS number. And a DUNS number is basically a grantee category for the federal government. Because this is federal funding, mm-hmm. you have to have a DUNS number. So, you know, make sure you click on that blue. There's a big blue button that goes across the whole page. Click on that first before you start your application. It's an instant process if you don't already have a DUNS number. And if it isn't an instant process because maybe you already have one but you have no idea where it's at, go ahead and click that box, get it sent to you, go ahead and do the application, and there's a button on there that says I've got a DUNS number, and then you can click that, you know, other that you're in the process of getting that, that
right,
number.
Right.
So we're not going to kick you out because you don't have your DUNS number, but you can't get your check
right.
until you have your DUNS number.
All right. So again, head over to actioncouncil.org, you said?
.com.
Actioncouncil.com, and go over there. You'll be able to hover over where it says COVID-19 resources, and the first one is Spark Grant. So
yep.
you'll be able to do that, and you can do it online. And also, if anybody does have any more questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at 620-331-3830.
And you're open from when to when?
We're open from about 8:15, because I got to drop my kids off.
Right.
8:15 until 5 o'clock. And we're there all day. So it's either myself or Kathy at the front desk. And stop on in and talk to us if you have questions, or give us a call. Preferably give us a call, because we know those numbers are starting to go up with COVID. And we're trying
right.
to be really cautious. Because if we go down, no one gets their money.
Right.
So we want to make sure our office stays operational.
You'll probably get start getting a few calls this week. So.
Yes, I'm sure we will. So,
all right. Well, Tricia, I thank you so much for coming in today. And I know it was short notice, but again, I thank you for coming in today and letting everybody know what's going on.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.